house living here.
Essentially, yes. That's why it better look beautiful, because that's what I want my home to look like.
This is Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with some Lost Wave, One Hitter's Leftover Disco and Progressive, and some covers of early 80s classics. We've also got a huge helping of Geek Speak, so let's get to it. A true sequel to The Social Network may still be a ways off, but Aaron Sorkin is doing what he describes as a quasi-sequel about a subject he partly blames on Facebook, January 6th. Puck broke that Sorkin is writing a script that traces the rise of misinfo for profit online and the deadly consequences that culminated in the attempted insurrection. And the Oscar goes to The Team Behind the Hallway Fight and John Wick is something that might be heard in a few years, as following the Academy's edition of a casting award, calls have increased for stunt work to be recognized. At cons, Academy CEO Bill Kramer told Empire these calls haven't gone unnoticed and they've started consulting with members of the stunt community in how to implement that. This won't lead to anything unfortunate in any way. The Hollywood Reporter broke Emmy-winning Fable Studios have announced Showrunner, an animated streaming VOD powered by generative AI. Platform will write, voice, and animate series based off prompts from users. 10 pre-made shows will be available on launch. Reminder that this is the same company that created the much-mocked AI South Park episode. Disney is seeking to undo some of the damage they themselves have brought to theatrical releases. Pixar president Jim Morris telling Bloomberg Inside Out 2, arriving at the end of the week, will go back to the classic 100-day theatrical exclusive window versus the less than 50 of Lightyear and Soul and Turning Red going straight to Disney Plus. Correctly identifying, as many have, this retrained audiences to expect to be able to watch it at home or on their phones, thus making Chris Nolan cry. Morris adds he hopes no further of their films will go straight to streaming and any future product for that would-be series. Now let's start with a double shot of recently confirmed Lost Wave songs, starting with what was once just known as a 30-second clip dubbed Try to Smile Again by an unknown artist, but is now known to be Bravely by Beat Boy.
You and me, and I hope you
Lost Wave set began with Bravely by Brother Act Beat Boy. That was followed by Ulterior Motives by Christopher Saint and Philip Adrian Booth, originally numbered Everyone Knows That, and released and discovered to be from a forgotten 1986 adult, hoping he sends my finger quotes, comedy Angels of Passion. Yeah, if you heard any creaking in there, that wasn't a recording mistake. So back to Geekspeak. Daniel RPK claims a January 2025 shooting star is being eyed for the fifth Avengers film. Comic book resources following with a report that while it'll continue the multiverse saga, it'll be more grounded, so no gloop dimensions, and focus on a smaller team. Deadline's The Dish continued with a report that, in anticipation of Deadpool and Wolverine's success, Marvel has director Sean Levy at the top of their list to direct, but he hasn't given an affirmative, and his schedule is packed with the final season of Stranger Things and his own Star Wars movie. Could Marvel be getting the Jordan Peele touch? Maybe. Don't place money yet. It's complicated. First came a report from Ian Snyder that he had recently met with them, fueling fan speculation of him taking over Blade, Midnight Suns, or even Spider-Man 4. Then One Take News came out with their own clarification. This meeting was some time ago. Then it panned out and his main interest was in X-Men. I can buy that as several years ago I reported on a rumor he met with them about multiple projects including a Gargoyles reboot. While it's been in the works for a while, you know X-Men's 97's success has lit a fire under the MCU's rear to get the Merry Mutants back to the big screen. Deadline reports Michael Leslie, scribe behind the recent Hunger Games and upcoming Now You See Me 3, has been tapped to script. Back on the subject of digital gloop, on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast, Tim Blake Nelson spoke of the process of becoming Hulk arch-villain the leader in next year's Captain America Brave New World, crediting them for going practical as possible and giving him a giant green head. Sticking to the Shield slinger, news and premature grave dancing emerged over some reshoots underway in Atlanta, despite the fact that every blockbuster, successful or not, gets multiple reshoots. After the former/future Darth Revan teamed at a convention, his villain would be making a short appearance in a movie slated for near future release. THR spotted Giancarlo Esposito on set in costume. The trade further clarified that these are the most extensive reshoots yet and primarily limited to three new action scenes, and the final budget is still on the lower end compared to recent entries. Daniel Richmond shed some light on the brewing Spider-Man 4, saying Sony is hell-bent on getting filming underway this fall for a late 2025 release, which will mean 5 Marvel movies next year. But yeah, Blade ain't making it to the finish line for 2026, mark my words, and I'm skeptical about Fantastic Four's likely extensive post-production being done in time, especially as one hopes recent stumbles have taught them not to rush that. Back to the web-slinger, Richmond also said the post-credits reveal that a piece of Venom stayed behind when Eddie Brock went back to the Sony-verse will be followed up on. A reminder that prior rumors suggested Marvel wants to bring back focus on the friendly neighborhood part, or eyeing Kingpin as the main antagonist, with the developments hinted at in Echo and reports on Daredevil, plus the drama of Peter dealing with his recent loss, could combine into a powder keg if he gets the symbiote driving his worst impulses. Oh right, this is why I don't see Blade coming out next year. Daniel RPK passed on that yet another screenwriter is being brought in for yet another polish. He also added they're searching for a team to start work on a fifth Thor, and given Furiosa's disappointingly disappointing performance, maybe George Miller isn't a pipe dream after all. Hemsworth wants him, he did almost do with Justice League. If this did happen, word to Marvel, back off and let him play with your toy how he wants to. Rickman also broke a potential plot synopsis for Thunderbolts Asterix. Yelena, Black Widow, U.S. Agent, Taskmaster, and Ghost are sent by the Contessa to eliminate a mystery target in the vault, only to discover this was to deliver their burn notice, leading them to take down evil spy master Selina Meyer. On the TV front, the release dates for the next two live MCU series were announced, along with a final title change. Next March, we'll see Daredevil get born again, while September 18th of this year, it turns out it was Agatha all along. In that Spidey news drop, Rickman also updated the future of past and future shows, claiming a second season of Ms. Marvel is in discussion, And Kate Bishop will definitely be back in Avengers 5, the off-rumored Young Avengers, and perhaps a second season of Hawkeye. On more solid ground is news that New Vision has a showrunner. Variety broke Picard Season 3. Showrunner Terry Matalas will guide Paul Bettany's rebuilt android in his Vision quest for identity. Ending in the Sony wing, THR reports that what was to be the first live-action series of the Spider-Verse, Silk Spider Society, has been dropped by Amazon. Already there were signs, as the WGA blasted the streamer for not reconvening the writer's room after the strike, leading to them saying it was undergoing an overhaul before this announcement, and Sony Television says they'll shop it around. So instead, the first live-action TV series will also be the previously reported on first TV series starring the one and only Nick Cage. Amazon announced they greenlit the MGM Plus shingle-produced Spider-Man Noir, building on his first appearance as that character in the first Spider-Verse film. Now for a 90s double shot, here's Soup Dragons with Divine Thing.
Dressed like a
That was Move Me by Jesus Jones, preceded by Divine Thing by Soup Dragons. To boldly go where he doesn't have to babysit Brian Singer anymore. Puck News passed on that former X-Men producer Simon Kinberg is negotiating to produce the Star Trek prequel film and would likely take over as steward for the film wing of that franchise, much like Harvey Bennett took over that Roddenberry on the TOS films. The upcoming Starfleet Academy follow-up to Discovery has landed a surprising and big name. Variety-breaking Oscar-winning legend Holly Hunter has signed on to play the Academy Chancellor. Mark the date and give it the views it deserves as a Forget You to Paramount Plus, because Netflix announced the second season of Star Trek Prodigy takes flight July 1st. The Yonasance continues. Deadline reporter Michelle Yeoh will play a lead role in Amazon's upcoming Blade Runner 2099. Literally hours after the fifth book in the Hunger Games saga was announced for next year, via official tweet, it was also announced Lionsgate will have the Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping, in theaters 2026, jumping to midpoint in the timeline between Ballad and the original novel. The Last of Us may be spending more time adapting the second game than expected, as while explaining the deadline, the second season will have a shorter run of 7 episodes, as they felt that was the best break point for the story. Co-showrunner Craig Mazin explained the scope of the story, plus further tangents, expansions, all of the acclaimed Long, Long Time episode, have them looking at possibly going 4 seasons overall instead of the previously announced 3. Universal is looking to Mike Flanagan to rescue their hefty investment in The Exorcist following Believer's, relatively speaking, flopping. Announcing the Dr. Sleep and acclaimed Netflix horror minis director will helm the next film. Well, can't be any worse than Velma. The Hollywood Reporter broke that Netflix is looking at a script-to-series live-action Scooby series, meaning if they light the first script, it gets a full season greenlit, and will be under the production of Arrowverse poobah Greg Berlanti. Positive news for the positively stupid Highland washouts. MTV announced the excellent revival of Beavis and Butthead will get a third season next summer, as well as a move from Paramount Plus to Comedy Central. To take us into the second half of Forgotten Geek on WGXC, here's What I'm Saying is True by Steam.
start living for today.
That set began with Steam's What I'm Saying Is True, followed by Music and Lights by Imagination, and concluded with a cover of Ain't No Stopping Us Now by Enigma, obviously not the same act that made Return to Innocence and Gravity of Love. Now for a long prog rock jam that got squeezed out of one-hitter's 70s, here's the original album version of Small Beginnings by Flash. Thank you. was the full album version of Small Beginnings by Flash, who scored their sole Billboard Top 40 hit with the edited version in 1972. Now for our last set, here's Biz's cover of Gary Numan's We Are So Fragile.
So fragile, advertising lies that are whiter than yours. We are so fragile, they could give us a war just to keep us amused. We are so fragile, I can stay here in silence, say it's all been done. We are so fragile, just pretend I never tried, I'll leave it up to you. We'll be right back.
That was a Pop the Berserks cover of Cambodia, originally by Kim Wilde. Before that, we heard Gary Newman's We Are So Fragile, as covered by Biz. Stay safe and thanks for listening. With David Lynch's musical collaboration / reunion with Twin Peaks The Return guest star Krista Bell scheduled for release in August, we'll be going out with a bit of a Twin Peaks mashup, a Pop the Berserks moment of tranquility.
Garland.
Briggs.
Garland. What do you fear most in the world?
The possibility that love is not enough.
Your eyes aside. Thank you.